Welcome to our expanded audio coverage of the 33rd Annual Sun and Fun Fly-In 2007 in Lakeland, Florida. Brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10. Learn more at bose.com/headset and by Oregon Aero Upgrade Kits, available now at Oregon Aero. Sun and Fun 2007 is underway in Lakeland, Florida, and just like at last year's Air Venture in Oshkosh, AvWeb is there in force to bring you the daily highlights. The aircraft company that practically defined general aviation for decades faded for a while as it switched owners and battled the same demons afflicting other manufacturers, but Piper is here in Lakeland to tell you that not only has it survived, it's starting to thrive. AvWeb's Russ Nile sat down with the company's Executive Vice President of Sales, Bob Cromer, to talk about progress on the jet, a new avionics option, and the feeling in Vero Beach.
We need an update on the jet, Bob.
Well, the jet's proceeding well. We will be entering the wind tunnel soon with our wind tunnel model to confirm the aerodynamic configuration and overall handling characteristics of the airplane. After that, our proof of concept airplane will be flying sometime near the first quarter of 08. Certainly, Piper jet orders are coming in. Our dealers have committed to 180 positions. Those are contracted positions. So we have 180 contracted positions for the Piper jet that we have now accounted for. Retail activity for the jet is strong. Obviously, our low-hanging fruit, if you will, for the Piper jet are our current Piper customers, but we're also seeing a lot of customers moving into the Piper jet from other models of airplanes. The typical customer for the Piper jet is an individual who envisions himself and will fly his airplane himself as the owner pilot.
I imagine there's a lot of Malibu and Mirage pilots that are waiting in the wings, right?
Exactly. That's probably our easiest customer to sell the Piper jet on. The airplane is very similar in size and dimensions internally to their Meridian, except much larger with much more baggage capacity. And, of course, 100 to 150 knots extra airspeed is always a nice thing to have. So, yes, our initial customer response has been the strongest from our existing Meridian and Mirage customer base.
We're on location in Lakeland, Florida. That's Russ Niles speaking with Bob Cromer of Piper. We'll be right back with more of that interview, but we want you to know that our expanded coverage of Sun and Fun 2007 is brought to you by Oregon Aero, now offering the complete solution to painful, noisy aviation headsets with its new headset upgrade kits. Oregon Aero upgrade kits eliminate the pain and pressure, improve intelligibility, and keep head and ears cool and dry. And by Bose Aviation Headset 10, voted number one for the sixth consecutive year in Professional Pilots 2006 Headset Preference Survey. Enjoy full spectrum noise reduction, clear audio, and comfortable around-the-ear fit. Learn more at bose.com/headset. Now back to our interview with Bob Cromer of Piper, on location in Lakeland, Florida.
I believe Piper was the first to offer its entire line with a glass cockpit, and now there's a second glass cockpit option.
Exactly. We felt like we could offer our customers a second option of the Garmin installation. The G1000 is now available in our PA32 series. That's the fixed gear 6X and the retractable gear turbocharged TC. So we have the availability of both the Avidyne and the Garmin G1000 avionics systems in the 6X and the TC.
There's a little price premium on the Garmin.
Surprisingly small. The Garmin does have a $4,000 price increase over the Avidyne, but that's a very small amount and should result in strong sales for both units. We feel like that we will have a number of customers that will continue to choose the Avidyne package, but now they can option, if they wish, the G1000 from Garmin.
I think the great news about Piper is that there has been no news about Piper. There's no speculation on its impending demise. Things seem to be going quite well with you folks.
Absolutely. The nice thing about sales and marketing, and we see it in our marketing efforts, is we're starting to be recognized again as a major player in the industry. For a while, Piper languished in the background a little bit without much news and activity visible. But we've really pushed hard under Jim Bass's direction to move forward with a new look and a new increased focus in sales, marketing, and service. And here at Sun and Fun, you'll see our display is upgraded greatly from that in the past. And that's really our first public showing that we're here, we're strong, we're a player, and we are to be considered for those people considering a personal airplane.
Piper's Executive Vice President of Sales, Bob Cromer. If you can't make it to Sun and Fun this year, let us be your eyes and ears as we publish a roundup of each day's activities supplemented with audio and video files to capture the full essence of a great event. Today's expanded audio coverage was brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10. Learn more at Bose.com/headset and by Oregon Aero Upgrade Kits, available now from Oregon Aero. Look for another exciting audio report tomorrow, and for all the latest Sun and Fun and breaking general aviation news, log on to AFWeb.com. For the AFWeb Audio News Team, this is Mike Blakeney reporting.